Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss landowners and also the urban growth boundaries.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We have a little landlocked situation, urban growth boundaries, requiring the state of Oregon, every municipality has a boundary that defines where there is a 20-year land supply still remaining for use for development, either industrial or residential. With that, there's a little bit of a question right now whether there's truly 20 years supply inside those boundaries in the Eugene area. So that discussion has gone on and on. But during that time, sellers who own a chunk of land, possibly attached to their current residence, feel they've got quite an asset.
Well, and they probably do, depending on the situation. Again, the urban growth boundary just simply says in the next 20 years, you might anticipate urban services to be extended to this particular point. Now, that's not the city limits. The city limits would be inside of that. So what the issue might be, you can anticipate the city limits being expanded out that far if everything is right and demand and the market is there and so forth. So it's an interesting process. If your house with this big lot or whatever you're referring to is outside of the city limits and inside the urban growth boundary, that could be a good opportunity. But again, you kind of have to wait for things to ripen around you.
The biggest challenge I see is that owners of those parcels, say you've got an acre with your land, don't understand what they have. They do have raw land. They do not have shovel-ready land for any user. So what you've got to do is study what you've got there and understand your asset and what it would actually take for someone to do what they can do, what's allowed by law to maximize the use of that land in the future based on today's laws. That's a handful.
That is. And if you're really hanging your weight, this is my retirement, you better figure out very tightly what could be done with that thing today and what would it take to cause it to become more valuable in the future, higher grade of utilities to the site, whatever it would take. Identify what that in fact would be and then just anticipate, I can't cash that check until those things are there.
If you think it might be residential use, you certainly can give me a call. What we've done is we've laid out on behalf of builders out there and developers a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet that takes raw land and says when it's finished, what did it take to finish and what would the retail value possibly be? So you know what to price it at as is in raw land sense. So give me a call if that's of interest to you. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.